Blog Talk Radio.
I'll have some good days. I've had some hills to climb. I've had some weary days and some lonely nights. All of my good days outweigh my bad days. I was better. Sometimes the clouds hang low. I can hardly see the road. I ask the question, Lord. Lord, why so much pain? But He knows what's best for me.
I'm hearing paper and static and movement. I'm asking everybody at this time to mute your phone so we can hear the speaker. We have an awesome speaker tonight. Sometimes we can pick you up when you call us. So when you call in from 7 o'clock to 8 o'clock, we must have silence so that we can really hear the speaker. Otherwise, we pick up every movement from coughing, sneezing, moving papers, everything. So I'm asking again so we can bring in our special guest for tonight because I still hear some noise in the background. Again, we just hear it from Reverend Paul Jones, I won't complain. And you know what that means? It's that special night, that Thursday night, with Apostle Alexander Lockamy and the Burning Bush. I'll say it again, the Burning Bush. Down Irwin, North Carolina, with Apostle Alexander Lockamy. Thank you so much for tuning in on Thursday night. Truly, this is a man that is gifted with the wisdom gift that he can rightly divide the word. He can go behind the veil and back it up with scriptures. There is nothing I have ever been able to ask him, and he couldn't find it in the word and give me a revelation knowledge. So we are so excited. We hope that he's with us tonight. Are you there, Apostle Lakimi?
I am.
God bless you. You know I got to call you Dad.
God bless. Thank you much. God be the glory for such honor.
Yes, it's an honor to have you on because truly we've been so blessed with that revelation knowledge, how God has used you to really give us a better understanding of the word, because there's always good hidden gems that's in that word. And thank you so much for being on. And I'm going to turn it over to you at this time, okay?
Yes.
All right.
We count the privilege to be able to come to the radio audience, to be able to allow God to minister to us, that he might minister to you, that he might send his angel to minister to me, that I might minister to you. And we're going to use what show this afternoon because we want to do ministry of music. All we hear about ministry of music, we think about someone leading the choir or someone in charge of music or the choir themselves, but we need to get ministry of music in ourselves. And God said what we need to do is open up ourselves and get music on the inside. And if we can get music on the inside of our mind and inside of our heart, we will find out that life will be so much easier. We worry. We walk around in anxiety. We walk around in depression. We walk around discouraged. We walk around about to give up. Somebody, I'm about to quit. If something don't happen tomorrow. And we leave so much empty room in our minds and our hearts because we won't put music there. Music is a ministry in itself. The choir does not just sing to be singing. So you can hear some folks up there, a group of people making noises. But the choir sings as music, as ministry. Just as the preacher preached and the prophet prophesied, choirs, when the choir sings, when people are singing the song of Zion, it's ministry. It is supposed to find a place in your soul, a place to lift up your spirit. And then when we can occupy our mind and our spirit with music, and me with the music ministry, our own ministry. When I say ministry, I mean your ministry. We all have a music ministry in us that God wants us to tap into. Not, you don't have to depend on somebody else to come and sing to you in order for you to get delivered. You ought to be able to sing yourself delivered. You ought to be able to sing under the anointing of the Holy Ghost. You may not cut no note, make no music, and you may not end up in the Guinness Book, World Book of Records. But one thing about it, you set your soul free. You fed your spiritual man. So this afternoon, we're going to sing several songs, and we're going to just let the Lord use it this afternoon. But I want to share with you the importance of singing music. And when you sing, you don't sing just to be singing. You sing with compassion. You sing with authority. You're singing about God. You're singing to God, and God wants you to feel what you sing. So when you feel what you sing, somebody else can feel what you sing too. So it's a blessing to be able to allow God to use us in music, because music blesses us. It feeds our spirits of man. And we want to start out with this song here, Amazing Grace. She'll always be my song of praise. Tud was that grace that bought me liberty. I do not know what God would even give that grace to me. But he looked beyond my fault. He looked beyond your fault too. He looked beyond my fault and saw all my needs. Can I say it again? Amazing grace shall always be my song of praise. Tud was that grace that brought me liberty. I do not know why God would even love me so. But he looked beyond my vow. Oh, that's enough to sing about right there. He looked beyond my fault. I got a lot of faults. You had a lot of faults too. He looked beyond our faults and saw all I need. Amazing grace. And this grace is so amazing. This is not some simple grace. This grace is amazing. Shall always be my song of praise. We don't forget how amazing this grace is, so that's why we don't sing that no more. Amazing grace. shall always be my song of praise. Tut was that grace that brought me liberty. I do not know why God would even give such grace to me. But he looked, oh, I feel this thing, beyond my fault. I don't know about you, but I was at a lowest stake when he saved me. He looked beyond my fault. I thought I was in a place that I couldn't be saved. He looked beyond my fault. Oh, he looked beyond your fault. See, come on, be with me this afternoon. He looked beyond our fault and saw all I need. So it's so important to allow music to find a place in you. Amen, a place to feed your spiritual man. Nowadays, we want to leave the elderly folks out. We want to sing this newfound stuff now, and the elderly folks are starving to death because we young folks think we know better. We think we got it together. We think what we sing, they got to eat it. But young, the elderly folks, they don't eat all this stuff that we're trying to put out, that we want to eat them and put it in their mouth and make them swallow it. But see, so they came from the old school like I did. And when you're from that old school, you just don't eat anything. You just don't put anything in your mouth, anything spiritual that is, because you know that, oh, you came from a mighty long way. Oh, so we're going to talk to the elder folk this evening. We're going to sing a song that the elder folk love to hear, something that will lift up your spirit. I'm only human. I'm just a man. Lord, help me to be all I can be and all that I am. Show me the stairwell that I have to climb. And Lord, for my sake, help me to take one day at a time. Ooh. One day at a time, sweet Jesus, that's all I'm asking of you. Lord, give me the strength to do every day as I have to do. You see, I stood there gone, Lord Jesus, and tomorrow may never be mine. And Lord, for my sake, help me to take one day at a time. Lord, you remember when you walked among men. Well, Lord, you know, as you look in below, it worked now and then. People pushing and shoving, fighting and dying. But Lord, for my sake, help me to take one day at a time. Ooh, one day at a time, Lord Jesus. That's all I'm asking of you. Lord, give me the strength to do every day I have to do. You see, I stood there gone, Lord Jesus, and tomorrow may never be mine. So, Lord, for my sake, help me to take. Lord, for my sake, help me to take. Lord, for my sake, help me today, one day at a time. And that's what we got to do. We got to take one day at a time with a song. We got to make melody in our heart to the Lord. Ephesians 5:19-20 said for us to make melodies into our heart to the Lord. Sing songs and spiritual songs. That's what the writer said. So we ought to sing songs and spiritual songs. That's Ephesians 5:19-20. It tells us that we ought to sing spiritual songs unto the Lord. We ought to make melodies in our heart unto the Lord because we realize that this is what keeps us going. This is what energizes us. Amen? What it says, speaking to yourself is song. So we don't got enough of songs in our heart. That's why we become so depressed. That's why we be in anxiety. That's why the pastors want to walk out the pulpit and throw in the towel, talking about they done had enough of the people. They can't take no more, and they fed up with it, and they're fainting and falling by the wayside. But but we got to keep our hearts full of song, full of praise, and not full of the people. We got to empty out the people and put the song there in our heart. We got people in the wrong place. We take them to heart, and we need to take song to heart and lead the people to the Lord. God should cast your care upon him because he cares for you. He will not suffer the righteous to be moved. The 19th verse of the 5th chapter of Ephesians says, speaking to yourself and song to him and spiritual song, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord, giving thanks always for all things and the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. See, when we do that, we don't leave room and occupancy for Satan to come in and depress us with anxiety and deception and despair and making us feel like that our labor is in vain. The Bible always has told us our labor is not in vain in the Lord. That's why he told us to be steadfast and immovable, always abiding in the work of God, knowing that the labor is not in vain in the Lord. So Satan want to keep our mind occupied with foolishness, occupied with doubt, occupied with despair. Always looking at the circumstance. Always looking at the situation. Always looking at the problem. Always looking at the sickness. What somebody said about it and what somebody didn't say about it. And it become occupancy in our mind. But the Bible says what's never is lovely, what's never is pure, what's never is holy, what's never just, what's never a good report, what's never trustworthy. Think on these things. Other words, the writer was trying to say, occupy your mind with positive things. If your mind is full of positive things, then negative things can't get there. You should have a song in your heart every morning that you get up. One of my favorite songs is when I get up in the morning is this one here. I come to the garden along while the dew still on the roses, and the voice I heard while I journeyed there, none other but the Son of God. Can I say that again? I come to the garden alone, while the dew still on the roses, and the voice I heard while I journeyed there, none other but the Son of God. Put a little something there. He was with me, and he talks with me, and he tells me I am his own, and the joy we share while we tarry down, none other have never known. Can I say that again? And the joy we share while we tarry down, none other I've ever known. Now I come, can we say that right slow, to the garden alone, all by yourself. Don't take nobody with you. Come by yourself. Come innocent. Come naked. Come wanting God to do something. Come empty. Old folks say like a empty pitcher before a full fountain. The problem is we come so full, God can't do nothing because we always fill up with our mess. We fill up with ourselves. And God wants to come to the garden empty. We come all filled up. Can't get nothing because we all filled up. But come to the garden empty. Wow, the dew. Before the dew dry up, before the sun rise, before it dry up the dew. Still on the road. Roses, and the voice, I knew you would hear his voice, you got to come right early though, and the voice I heard while I journey there. You got to stay a little while. Don't go there and run and lead now. None other but the Son of God. When you hear his voice, things will never be the same no more. 1979 in a prison cell. Early in the morning, I came, I came to the garden. And I met him in the garden during the prison cell. Oh, God, what the dew was still on the road. And the voice I heard, oh, the gate guard didn't hear. The security guard didn't hear. The warden didn't hear. Those that was in charge of the prison didn't hear. The prisoner didn't hear. But I heard it. I heard that voice that Sunday morning. Walk with me. He said, come walk with me. And he talked with me. He told me to change. Or somebody said, well, what did he tell you, Apostle? He told me change. He said, time for you to change. He said, I come to change you. I come to give you a new name. I come to give you a new life. I come to take you out of this prison. He walked with me, and he talked with me, and he told me I am his own. I got happy in there. Oh, even the prisoner knew I was happy. My friend that was already saved. Didn't go with him to the evening service out there to the campus that they had that evening. But he knew when I came back, something was that changed, something had happened. He could see the Lord on me when I didn't even see the Lord on me. And the joy we shared while we tarried there, none other but the Son of God. Put a melody in your heart in the morning. Quit worrying about tomorrow. You can't change tomorrow. Give no thought for tomorrow. The Bible says be concerned about the things of the day. God going to take care of your tomorrow. I'm a witness. I've been serving God over 40-some years. And yes, like you, I used to wonder what tomorrow going to bring. I used to wonder how it's going to work out. I lay in my bed, wouldn't even get no sleep because trying to fit and found out that when I stayed woke all night, didn't do no good nowhere. I couldn't change nothing. You can't change anything either. But if you can just find you a song and give it to God, God will fix it. This ain't something I heard somebody say. This ain't something I thought. God will fix it. But you got to get a song. You got to sing unto the Lord. David said, I lift up my voice unto the Lord, would come at my help. Oh, all my help coming from the Lord. Oh, David said, I lifted up my voice unto the Lord. Lifted up not to man, not to his mother and father, but he lifted up to the Lord, and the Lord came and see about him. I shall lift up my voice to the Lord, which cometh my help. My help cometh from the Lord that made heaven and earth. He shall not suffer thy foot to be moved. The Lord that keepeth thee, he shall not slumber nor sleep. The sun shall not smite thee by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord shall preserve thy soul, even forevermore. Oh, my help. Somebody need to help me sing it. My help. Can I say it one more time? My help, all of my help coming from the Lord. I shall lift up mine eye to the hills from which cometh my help. My help cometh from the Lord that made heaven and earth. He shall not suffer thy foot to be moved. The Lord keepeth thee. He will not slumber nor sleep. The sun shall not smite thee by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord shall preserve thy soul, even forevermore. Oh, my help. Your help too. My help, no matter what you need to help you for. My help. Somebody need to call on this evening. My help. And he'll help you. My help. All of my help coming from the Lord. Can I say it one more time. All of my help coming from the Lord. All of my help coming from the Lord. Isn't it good to know to sing? It makes you feel good when you sing. It makes you feel better when you sing. Just knowing that you sang a song that not only was blessing to you, but a song that was blessing to somebody else. And when you sing, just know that God hears your song. And your song is like medicine. The Bible said it's like medicine to the bone when you sing unto the Lord. It's like you heals your own self. Just think about if you sang more than you complained. Oh, my, ain't that something? What if you sang more than you complain it? What if you sang more than you wear it? So you have a choice. The option is yours. You can sing or wear it. You know, the old saying says, if you're going to wear it, don't pray. And if you're going to pray, don't wear it. The same thing is it. If you're going to worry about it, then don't pray about it. You can't worry and pray at the same time. You got to know that when you pray, the Bible says, stand believing and doubt nothing, and you shall have what you never ask. After you get through praying, you need to sing you a song. Oh, my God, knowing that God's going to fix it, knowing that God's going to work it out, knowing that God got it all in control. And there's so many songs we could sing, but there's just a particular one that I want to sing this afternoon. And this is my favorite one right here now. This is my favorite. I've had some good days. I've had some hills to climb. I've had some weary days and some sleepless nights. But when I looked around and things over, all of my good days, last my bad days, and I won't complain. Maybe I need to say that again. I've had some good days. I've had some hills to climb. I've had some weary days and some sleepless nights. But when I looked around and they ain't things over, all of my good days outweigh my bad days, and I won't complain. Sometimes the clouds ain't low, I can hardly see either road. I've asked this question, Lord, why so much pain? But he knows what's best for me, though my weary eyes they can see. So I said, thank you, Lord. Oh, thank you, Lord. I won't complain. God's been good to me. He's been so good to me. Better than this old world. Better than this old world could ever be. He wiped all of my tears away. He turned my midnight into day. So I said, thank you, Lord. Oh, thank you, Lord. Somebody help me say, thank you, Lord. I won't complain. Ooh. Yeah, he's been good to me. He's been so good to me. Better than this whole world could ever be. He wiped all of my tears away. He turned my midnight into day. So I said, thank you, Lord. Oh, I'm going to leave it alone. Oh, thank you, Lord. Somebody help me say it one more time. Thank you, Lord. I won't complain. I learned that a long time ago, that there ain't no need of complaining. That's what the children of Israel did right there at their blessing. They were right there. All they had to do was sing them a song of victory. Come on, why they didn't have a song in their heart? Here it was. God done delivered them out of Egypt, not counting all the other things he did from there to there, making water come out of the rock and birds fall out of the air. And they should have had a song of victory in their heart. Here God done delivered them, brought them out of bondage over 400 some years, and they had the audacity to complain, talking about killing Moses and Aaron, made God mad right there at the promised land. Honey, don't make God mad right there at your promise. I know you don't see how God's going to do it. I know you don't see how God's going to make that way. I don't know you don't see how God's going to pay that bill. I know you don't see how God's going to meet that need. But that's where God come in at. When it don't look like it, that's when you need to know he will. He's a God of impossibility. Now, understand now, God ain't impossible. Ain't nothing impossible with God. We didn't want to say that it was impossible. Ain't nothing impossible with God. It looked like it was impossible. God is a God that is able to do everything but fail. And he just want you to have a song. You need to be singing while you're waiting. Singing for God to fix your husband. Singing, singing. I ain't say cussing him out. I ain't say running out there in the car at night trying to find out where he at and what street he turned on and what woman he with. I say, you need to be singing. You need to be home there with them children. Children sitting at the house wondering where you at because you out there trying to wonder where your husband is. You need to be in that house with them children, and you need to be on your knees teaching them how to be steadfast and immovable, giving God a praise. But God can fix your husband more than you can fix it. God can fix your wife more than you can fix it. So all you're doing is adding to the problem while you're out there at night all over the place, not knowing, all knocking on somebody out about to fight somebody. What you need to do is give you a song, honey, and give that song unto the Lord and know that God is able to do everything with fail. He's the lifter of your head. If you get a song in your heart and sing that song, honey, it'll fill up that void while you're sitting and wondering where you're at all night long. Oh, my mama amazed me because I saw this in my own mother. And I won't get all into it, but in the old days, men were different than they are now. Back then, men were dominant. Men was in control. And they stayed out all night long. The woman didn't say nothing, no, even though she wanted to. Because back then, a woman didn't have her own job. She didn't have her own credit card. She didn't have her own Visa. She didn't have her own debit card. If she got it, the money, she got it from her husband. So back then, women had to be more subjected to their husband because their husband was in control. And I remember many times, my dad would stay out all night long. I was a little, but I went crazy. I saw what was going on. My dad would come in just in time to eat breakfast and get his clothes on and go to work. You think my mama threatened him with a knife? You think she threatened him with a gun? She asked him, was he hungry? Have you eaten yet? And she fixed his breakfast, fixed his lunch for him to go out that door and go to work. Not missing not one moment, not one word, what he did all night long. But she prayed. My mama was a praying woman. She had gave it to the Lord. Now, if you're going to give it to God, you need to leave it alone. You can't give it to God and cuss him out at the same time. You can't give it to God and throw grease on him at the same time, a hot grip. You got to give it to God and leave it alone. Put a song in your heart. Give God a praise. Know that God is able. If you can just find music, and yet what God said about the secret, somebody need to put some music in your midst. I ain't never seen so many deep Christian folk, deep from the apostle to the pulpit, to the choir stand. You don't need to be deep for God, baby. Let God be deep in you. He don't need you to be no deep Jesus. He just won't let Jesus be deep on the inside of you. Humble yourself. We can't even win folk over to the Lord, but we so deep, we so high. We were hooked up on our title. Hooked up and call you an apostle. Hooked up and call you a prophet. Hooked up and call you an evangelist. Call you pastor of the church. What you need to do is humble yourself. That's why we have so many problems at home. Trying to take your title to the house. When you get to home, you need to leave that title at the church. Yeah? And you need to go back home and sing a different song to your wife and a different song to your husband. I've been singing to my wife, oh, my God, and I've been singing spiritual songs. I've been singing to her ever since we've been married over 40-some years. I sang love songs to her. Oh, they ain't no dirty ones now. Yo. They clean love songs. I sang love songs to her. I let her know how much I love her. I let God know how much I love him in music. And I let her know how much I love her in music. Every now and then I tell her heaven must be missing the angel. I let her know that I love her. I let her know she's precious to me. And I sang to her a song that would make her feel good. And you need to fill your heart full of song. Praise God that so that others can hear you singing. Every time they hear it, all they hear you is fussing. All the husband hear you complaining. All the children hear you do it, grumbling and mumbling. But why don't you put a song in your heart? And see, don't you feel a whole lot better in the morning? And get up and say, this is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in this. And know that God will bless you if you can just put a song in your heart. One songwriter said it, and I used to love the song he said. He said, I can't even walk without him holding my hand. The mountain so high and the valley so low. And I can't even walk without him holding my hand. How many know you can't walk without God holding our hand? He's the only one can hold our hand. And we need to let him hold our hand. Let him walk with us and talk with us. So get up in the morning, get a song in your heart. Get a song in your mind. I don't know why Jesus loved me. I don't know why he cares. I don't know why. I don't know why Jesus loved me. I don't know why. I don't know why he cares. I don't know why. I don't know why he even sacrificed his life. But I'm glad. I'm glad he did. I don't know why. I don't know why Jesus loved me. I don't know why. I don't know why he cared. I don't know why. I don't know why he'd even sacrifice his life. Oh, but I'm glad. I'm glad that he did. Where would I be? Where would I be if Jesus didn't love me? Where would I be? Where would I be if Jesus didn't care? Where would I be? Where would I be if Jesus didn't sacrifice his life? Oh, but I'm glad, glad, glad he did. Tell them song of the old folks song back there when they didn't have no money, when they had to wear the same pair of stockings, when they had to wear the same runover shoes, when they had to beat that back of dust and beat all that farm dust out of that wig and put that same wig on. They sang God songs of praise. They lift God up. They didn't talk down on God. They didn't tell me, what I'm going to do? Why are we going through this here? But they sang songs of encouragement, songs that lifted God up, to let God know, in spite of what I'm going through, I still love you, Lord. Where would I be if Jesus didn't love me? Where would I be if Jesus didn't care? Where would I be if Jesus hadn't sacrificed his life? Oh, but I'm glad, so glad he did. Then I like this, and I hope you're still with me this evening. I hope somebody gets some music in your spirit. I hope somebody feel better now, and you're going to handle the situation in a different way. Quit fussing so much. Quit complaining so much. Quit arguing and grumbling so much. You can't change the stature, the height, nor the depth. You can't change that man. Can't no woman change a man, and can't no man change no woman. You can't change them children if they're unruly. But if you go into your bedchamber and shut your door and get you a prayer in and a song in, I guarantee you that God will fix it. Yes, he will. He'll fix it. My soul loves Jesus. I like this one. My soul loves Jesus. This is for the elderly folks right here. My soul loves Jesus. Bless his name. My soul love Jesus, my soul. Love Jesus, my soul. Love Jesus, bless his name. He's a wonder in my soul. Anybody getting a yes? He's a wonder in my soul. He's a wonder. He's a wonder in my soul. He's a wonder in my soul. Ah, my God is a wonder in my soul. He's a wonder. He's a wonder in my soul. Can I say it again? He's a wonder in my soul. Ah, he's a wonder down in my soul. He's a wonder. He's a wonder in my soul. I don't know about you, but I was messed up before he came into my soul. My soul was dark. My soul was messed up. My soul was doomed for destruction. But he became a wonder in my soul. He became a wonder in my soul. He's a wonder. He's a wonder in my soul. So that's why my soul loves it. My soul loves Jesus. My soul loves Jesus. Yes, my soul loves Jesus. Bless his name. My soul loves Jesus. My soul loves Jesus. My soul. How about your soul? Does your soul love him? My soul, I said, do your soul love him? My soul love Jesus. Bless his name. See, when your soul loves Jesus, strange things start happening on the inside. He's a wonder in my soul. He's a wonder in my soul. He's a wonder, he's a wonder, he's a wonder in my soul. I was intending to do something else this afternoon, but I had to be obedient to the Holy Spirit. I don't know who this is blessing, but he told me to go this way, so can I be obedient? I got to do it the way the Lord said do it. He's a wonder in my soul. See, that's what's wrong. You got that man being a wonder in your soul. You got that woman a wonder in your soul. You got them children a wonder in your soul. You got that supervisor a wonder in your soul. You got your money a wonder in your soul. The Bible says when your riches increase, set not your affection upon it. You got your affection on the wrong thing, and that wrong thing is a wonder. But what you need to do is make the Lord a wonder. Oh, you need to be a wonder in your soul. He's a wonder in my soul. Ah, Shataba, he's a wonder down in my soul. He's a wonder. I feel the anointed. He's a wonder in my soul. He's a wonder in your soul. Make him a wonder in your soul. He's a wonder in your soul. He's a wonder. He's a wonder in your soul. Oh, let your soul love him this afternoon. He's so precious. Oh, he's so glorified. He's so magnificent. I can't even say what he really is. But if you ever start loving him in your soul, you're going to be a different person. When you start loving the Lord in your soul, you're going to start talking right. When you start loving God in your soul, you're going to start walking right. When you start loving God in your soul, you're going to start doing right. You're going to start doing other people right. You're going to start treating people right. But you got to let him down in your soul. Not in your pocketbook, not under your arm, not toting around in your Bible. But he said, I'm going to do a new thing in the last day. He said, I'm going to be in your heart, and I'm going to be in your mind. You won't have to ask nobody about me, but you're going to know me for yourself. Every time you have a personal relationship and know the Lord for yourself, so he can put a song down in your heart. He want to put a song in you. How many ready for him to put a song in you? Lord, give me a song. Give me a song to sing. A song, God, that will lift up my spirit. America should be so proud. We live in a country. We live in a country, a blessed country, and we take it for granted. We ain't got to wake up in the morning with missiles flying over our head. Wake up in the morning with bullets flying all around us. Wake up in the morning where a nuke done landed in the yard and killed so many people, and our family member too. And we don't ever say, thank you, God. Give God praise for living in such a wonderful country, for living in America. Thank God for blessing America. Huh? Land that we love. God bless America. Land that I love. Stand beside her and guide her through the night, with the light from above, from the mountain to the valley to the ocean, white with foam. God bless America, my home, sweet home. We used to sing that song all the time because it meant something. But now we done got so selfish, we done got so greedy, and we act like it does nothing to wake up in America because ain't no bum flying over our head. We ain't had no tragedy. God had to send a plague through. God had to send allow a virus to come through. God had to allow the epidemic to come through for us to realize that we are blessed in America. We overlook all these tragedies. We look at all these storms, tornadoes come through and pass us by. We act like it doesn't mean nothing in America because we in this country. Well, God said that a country that exalted itself, any country that forsake God will be vexed. And we allow vexation to come in our country because we allow God in our lives. We could put God out of our lives. A nation that exalted itself. The Bible said a nation that exalted itself should be abased. We exalted ourselves, and we think now that we're so strong and so invincible that we can't be destroyed when destruction is all around us. But I thank God for America. I thank God for America. Oh, beautiful, for space is God, amber waves of grain, purple mountain majesty, above the fluted plain. America, America, God shed a light on thee and crowned thy good with brotherhood from sea to shine and sea. Can I say it again? Oh, beautiful, for space this God, amber waves of grain, purple mountain majesty, above the fluted flame. America, America, God shed a light on thee. Every now and then I sang that to the Lord. And crown thy good with brotherhood from sea to shine, then see. I am glad I live in America. I'm glad that God is God of America. God is God of the United States. I'm glad, praise God, that God hadn't forsaken us. Even though we have forsaken him, I'm glad that he the one that make the sun come up on us in America in the morning and lay down at night. Not a missile, not a nuclear bomb, not an atomic bomb, not another country, but God comes up in the morning and he shows us his glory. And we praise him. And we lift him up, and we magnify his name for doing just that. America, our nation, our land, our country, you need to thank God for it. Quit talking about the president and pray for the president. God never told us to talk about the president. I know he may not be what you think he ought to be, but the Bible said pray for those in leadership, those that are over our head, those that are in authority. It ain't going to change nothing. You talking about the president, it ain't going to change nothing. But if you will pray for him, pray that God would give him wisdom. Pray that God would give him knowledge. Pray that God would give him understanding how to lead this nation. You just think about how hard it is for you just to lead your family. Just think about how hard it is for you to make two or three decisions sometimes. And here this man got to make decisions for everybody, for the whole world, for the whole United States of America. He got to make decisions. You expect him not to be perfect. Honey, you ain't perfect. You ain't making two or three decisions. You making mistakes. How you think that he's supposed to be perfect? Pray for our president. Pray for him that God will help him, give him wisdom, give him knowledge. Just like Solomon said whenever he had the dream. He said, God, give me wisdom and knowledge how to lead so great a people. Pray that our president would have wisdom and knowledge that to lead so great a people. And then the next president, whether it be him or somebody else, that God will give him wisdom and knowledge, not to give you no money, not to give you no more food stamp, not to give you no stimulus check, but pray that God will give him wisdom how to lead this people from earth to glory, out of darkness into the light. So we thank God. We thank you for listening. We pray that our songs have found you right where you're at. We pray that they have been ministering to you. We pray that they are uplifting you, and they will cause you want to put a song in your heart in the morning. I want to make you get up in the morning with a song in your heart, not get up complaining, not get up grumbling, not get up trying to blame somebody else, talking about this is the day, another day, another dollar. Thank God that you got another a job to go to. Be grateful you got a job to go to. And then when you get to be respectful to your supervisor and do what you've been asked to do. Somebody put a song in your heart, sing a melody unto the Lord, and certainly God will bless you for doing just that. Amen. Apostle. Hello?
Yes, I'm here, Apostle.
Okay, we're through.
Something that you said, of course I was doing my research. That was very, very powerful. And I was looking at it in 2 Samuel 22 when it says that the Lord delivered David from the hand of all his enemy and from the hand of Saul because David sung to the Lord. I was also surprised it says that David sang praises to the Lord 7 times a day. David wrote praises to God, didn't care what anybody thought about it, and that he found that singing praises to God delivers you, it heals you, it sets you free, it opens up your mind, and it gives you peace. And I will look at Psalms 145:1, and it's the power of praise. And that, you know, you said something powerful. You said that you can praise your way out of poverty into plenty, out of sickness into health, out of smallness into greatness when you understand the power of prayer. And then the last part I just want to say, in 1 Samuel I was looking at it, that when you're going through, like you said, you're not supposed to worry, you're supposed to turn it over to God. You give him the honor and praise to him. But you know what really stuck out, and I want to, and I'm gonna finish at this point. But what really stuck out, I did not know that in the Word of God, one of the reasons why God chose David, because he sang praises from his heart, and
this
is what really delight God. That it says that God like praises or songs to him in worship more so than our basic personal prayer. It's just a prayer of repentance, but he like prayer of praises. So it says in Psalm 150, even 6, that God loves the word of praises more so than prayer. I was shocked, but that's all I want to say. Could you pray for everyone that they could realign their priorities, get their souls restored by just being able to praise and worship God, and that the Spirit will lead them how to sing a song to the Lord so they can overcome their troubles. So I thank you so much. That was powerful. It made me do my research. That's why you didn't hear me. I'm in here looking in Google and Bible Way, and I'm like, oh. But if you could lead us in prayer for those who find it hard to even muscle up a prayer so that we could break the prayer of deliverance for them.
Yeah. Then the 16th chapter, 1 Samuel said that when David played the harp, the evil spirit left Saul. Evil spirit don't like music. Evil spirit don't like song. They want you to sit around and fuss all the time and complain. But if you start singing a song, oh, God, that evil spirit will get off that husband, get off that wife, it'll get off that love, when it get off that supervisor. You know, precious Father, I ask that you will look down upon your people, God. Satan desired to vex us. He desired that we walk around in anxiety and depression. He desired that we walk around complaining and not seeing the whole picture. But put a song in our heart. Put a song in our spirit. Put a song in our inner man, a song in our mind, that we might sing songs and spiritual songs, making melody in our heart unto the Lord, oh God. Somebody needs a deliverance, Lord. They've been complaining so much that they don't even know how to stop. But this afternoon, Lord, let it be a new beginning. Let this find them where they was. Let them see themselves like a mirror, God, and allow you to come in and put your spirit in them, put your songs in them, that they open their mouth and sing. You're not going to sing for them, God. They got to sing for themselves. But if they open their mouth, that you might put a song in their heart and a song in their mouth. In the name of Jesus, I pray that you do that, God, all the radio world, and whoever might be listening, Lord. I break every bound. I break loose every bond right now. Break loose every hindrance right now. Every stronghold right now, God. And I command complaining to leave. I complain grumbling and mumbling to leave, bitterness to leave, God, animosity to leave, God, in the name of Jesus, God, and that you will fill their mouth with a praise, fill their life with a new song, God, lift up their spirit and get the glory out of it, in Jesus' name. Pull down every stronghold, lift every burden, solve problem, answer prayer, God. Do what we forever pray, in Jesus' name, amen.
Amen and amen. And Apostle, I thank you for this message because I love praising God. Anybody know this radio broadcast? I play music all the time, and even when I finish my job at night, I just love to go into worship, but I love music. On Friday night, I do my little concert. So you really gave clarity. You really gave more clarity to me why I'm always in worship and praising God. I thought it because I was a prophet, but I saw that you have to be led by the Spirit to overcome obstacles. And I want to ask another question before we close out. You made another good point. You said that a man can't change a woman and a woman can't change a man and turn it over to God. What do you mean that we can't change people?
Well, people get, husband and wife make one of the biggest mistakes when they get married is the person already grown, they already an adult, they already educated, you know, and we get to trying to change them and don't realize we're doing it, trying to change them to do it our way. We say we're not doing that, but that's what we're doing. He's trying to change her to be his way, to be like him. We need to let each other be who they are, and if there is a problem, if there is a situation that occurs, quit trying to fuss it out and fight it out. But give it to God and let God fix it, because if that person has made up their mind, they're not going to change. They're not going to change, but God can make them change. So that's why we should give it to the Lord. He said, commit thy way unto the Lord. He will establish and bring the path. That, your way, that may commit your husband, commit your wife, commit your children. And they may not stop fussing and cussing at you or disrespecting you. But if you give it to God, God knows how to stop them.
And what does it mean sometimes, like you just said, that when they go through these changes, they could be unevenly yoked? What does that mean?
Well, because you're not spiritually, when he was speaking of a spiritual thing, you're not spiritually on the same. Of course, you could be on the low when you ain't on the same frequency, wavelength in the spirit. You know, you might think you equally yoked in the flesh. But you got, God was speaking of a spiritual thing. He meant be not unequally yoked in the spirit, because it's in the spirit that God operates. It's in the spirit where he keeps us together. It's in the spirit where fellowship is. So we got to make sure that this is a spiritual thing, that we equally yoked together and not just the natural.
So that's why I hear women say that their husband have a problem with them going to church, or they always at church. Is because she's on one spiritual level and he's on another?
That is true. And she got to let God get him on that level and quit complaining and talking about it and telling everybody about it, because you can't make nobody spiritual. Only God can do that.
Wow. I see that's why it's so very important. I see that's why it's so important that people go to church and get saved, get delivered. Those that are planning to get married, get marriage counseling. If there's a problem, go for counseling. But everything deals with, like what you just said, understanding and to have intervention by the Holy Spirit and God. Well, thank
yes.
you so much. Everyone, you heard it. That is Apostle Alexander Lockamy. He comes on Thursday night. He comes on Thursday night from 7 o'clock to 8 o'clock p.m. Again, that's 7 o'clock to 8 o'clock p.m. For those of you who's tuning in or listening with a friend, the number is 410-319-527-6036. Again, that's 319-527-6036. Tune in on Thursday night so you can hear Apostle Lockamy. Apostle, can you give us the name of your church and your phone number in case people want to call you or for prayer or come visit you or invite you to the church? What is your number if they want to get in touch with you?
910-658-5206, 910-658-5206, the Burning Bush Church of Irwin, North Carolina. The Burning Bush Non-Denominational Church of Irwin, 402 North 13th Street in Irwin, North Carolina.
Irwin, North Carolina, the Burning Bush. Well, God bless you again. Do you have any closing words? Because you said a mouthful. But
no, we're good.
Still led?
Yes, we're good.
Well, God bless you. Thank you so much. Truly, we enjoyed that message tonight because you really define why I love worshiping and praising God like I do. It is nothing like worshiping God. I thank you so much. I will encourage everybody to listen to us, Apostle Alexander Lockamy, on Thursday night. Let us listen to Reverend Paul Jones again as we close out. And God bless you. You've been listening to the Fivefold Ministry. Amen.
I'm the first virgin law. I've been lied on, but virgin law. I've been talked about, but virgin law. From the first, but virgin law. You might be sick, body rocking with pain, but virgin law. The bills are due, where the money coming from. I won't complain. So instead of complaining, I learned how to lift them hands, look up toward heaven, and say, thank you, Lord. Tell him, thank you, Lord. 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 I won't complain. I won't complain.